You're listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
Katatanu Sutunjo WNRB LP Wausau Jojo P. Pon P. FM. Tony Yuping Sutunjo Yuping.
WNRB LP Wausau 93.3, your community station, Wausau, it's your station. This is Conversation Digest, the gateway to the weekend. We are also referred to by me, I guess, as well as the K-Man who is on my right side. We're Verbal Extravaganza, the Verbal Extravaganza.
Gateway to the weekend.
Gateway to the weekend and Party Central. We've been called many other things,
the
but those
original
things.
Gateway to the weekend.
And 715-842-8390 if you would like to make a verbal contribution. This is Conversation Digest. Before I go any further, I'd like to thank the sponsors of not only WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest, but every single other radio program that is on this station of yours, Wausau. Including Essential Home Care Incorporated, as well as Monk Quality Home Care LLC. They're the underwriting sponsors that, through their donations and sponsorship, we're able to continue our efforts to provide quality programming to the Wausau area. My name is The Condition. The K-Man is here on this Friday evening. We are live.
I am The K-Man.
Enormous episode this evening. Huge features that you have come to know and like, or maybe even love, or disdain and despise. Either way, you're listening right now, so even if you hate the show, you're listening, which means we've drawn you in. It's an ever-growing audience, not only for this show, but the entire station. We're broadcasting live via the internet on famousashtray.com, all one word otherwise. Also, and even more importantly, wasamung.org. There is a link at wasamung.org and under Wasamung Radio. It's Mung Radio. Click on that. And then the beauty of both of those situations, thank you to the K-Man for doing this, the way he set it up, is that you can simply click on a little arrow, a little icon there, and you will instantly hear the live stream wherever you're at, whether you're in Nantucket or otherwise maybe you're on the way to Disney World or Disneyland and you have the laptop on the seat next to you in your vehicle, whether it's a Saab or a Volkswagen Volvo or perhaps a Honda Civic. Of course, everyone knows about Honda Civics.
They're wonderful and they get the job done.
K-Man drives one. Anywho, so you can listen on the live stream and you can hear us no matter where you're at. So for all of you listeners who are afraid of listening to the station, then traversing out of Wausau and saying, well, it's only a small wattage station. That's why they call it a low-power station. Once I leave Wausau, I will no longer hear WNRBLP. That is oh so wrong, good listener. You can hear it on the live stream. And that's a convenience of modern technology. Like I said before, we have a huge episode this evening. And if you have any comments or anything, verbal contributions provided by you at 715-842-8390. The toll-free toll line. It's not a toll line, K-Man. What am I talking about?
Free.
By
it's
the way,
free.
Can you get the...
Free.
We need to improve the ambience in here. Could you please get those lights? I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And hard-hitting news up in just a moment. But before that, we're going to just... No. Hold on a moment here. K-Man, you know what? Let's do hard-hitting news. I messed that up. So you've got another 40 seconds.
I couldn't do that.
K-Man and I are going to try to get on the same page with sounders. A sounder is what... A sounder is a musical...
Let's give them a hint. So,
Here is an example of a sounder. Once again, it pretty much implies to you, the listener, that a event has about to arrive. Otherwise, an event or otherwise a feature will now begin. Here is your sounder for hard-hitting news.
We'll try it again. The volume was down.
Feature for hard-hitting news. Sounder. So now we're trying to educate about radio. Because you're a listener. You don't know all about radio that maybe a regular broadcaster might know. Now, some people have never worked in real radio. But
wonder who that could be.
That's the sounder for Conversation Digest hard-hitting news. On WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. K-Man, Spokane, Washington. Dog pack raises alarm in Washington State. And K-Man is more of a cat person anyway. Now, he gets along with my sweet little mini schnauzer, Willipop, but I know he prefers kitty cats. Which is fine, K-Man. It's fine. So, let's get back to the article at hand. And what we have here is a rabid pack, or according to the Wall Street Journal, a pack of dogs that may or may not pose a problem to not only animals, but even kids or children who are left defenseless. Spokane, Washington, authorities, fearful of attacks on people, are trying to track a pack of dogs that have killed about 100 animals in nighttime forays in northeastern Washington State. K-Man, while I am reading this article, could you please look up the definition of the word foray? F-O-R-A-Y. Just understand that I don't quite understand or comprehend the usage of the word foray when we're talking about a pack of wild dogs. Officials have told residents to take whatever steps are necessary to protect their families and animals because the dogs appear to be killing for fun rather than food. Let me read this.
Is it used as a noun or a verb?
Well, K-Man, I was reading the article.
No, for foray.
Okay, let me read this again. Authorities fearful of attacks on people are trying to track a pack of dogs that have killed about 100 animals in nighttime forays in northeastern Washington State. I think it's a noun in this case.
A sudden attack or incursion into enemy territory for the noun.
So we have a preemptive strike by these dogs that haven't gone to the dog Congress.
What was that?
Well, that would be on the video.
Oh.
That was ridiculous.
I was confused for a second.
Okay, let's...
What are they doing to that dog now?
Uh-oh. Okay, so officials have told residents to take whatever steps are necessary. We have this pack that is out there killing for the sake of killing, Stevens County Undersheriff LaVon Webb said in a telephone interview. What is going to happen if they come across a small child? The killings started in late March and have occurred in a wide area of mountains and valleys west of Deer Park, a town of 40 miles north of Spokane. Trying to figure out where they're going to hit is next to impossible. Miss Webb's... Oh, it's a woman? This... Okay, nope.
Nobody is claiming ownership of any animals involved in the pack.
Most recently, the dogs killed a 350-pound llama Tuesday night? A llama's more of a Wednesday night meal, isn't it, K-Man?
Yeah, I usually have llamas on Wednesday.
Officers and volunteers have searched for the pack, but had little success because the dogs seem to hunker down during the day and only move at night. So apparently these dogs aren't only just killing machines that, you know, they have preemptive strikes on their enemies. Not only are they into strategery, not only are they posing a threat to the animals, they are also posing a threat to small children, but... We do not have the capability to track these dogs and figure out where they may hit next. We've only had one or two sightings during daytime hours. One resident took some photographs of the pack, and it seemed to include four or five large dogs. K-Man, how in the world can't we figure out if there are actually four or five dogs in this photo? How can't we figure that out?
Boot up the photo, yo.
If you take a picture of 10 bowling pins, you can see that there are 10 bowling pins. Am I right, K-Man?
What if a smaller one was behind a bigger one?
If we take a picture of your girlfriends, I mean, we know that there are zero. Am I right, K-Man? It's not hard to figure out. Zero girlfriends in the photo of your current girlfriend.
But last time I had my birthday and I blew out the candles, there was four candles left.
Well, then that would be future girlfriends that you haven't met or been turned down by yet or dumped by. One resident took some photographs of the pack. We already know that. Ms. Webb added that she has worked for the sheriff's office since the 1970s, has never encountered a similar problem. The number of kills alone makes the attacks a major issue, she said.
Which one was that?
Oh, K-Man, are you kidding me? On an eve of...
put it in front of the microphone. I couldn't see.
Of an eve... Okay, this is the eve of the day where I was going to email K-Man tomorrow and congratulate him on our smooth transition from one feature to the next. However, before tonight, we had a five-minute discussion about Sounders and going into the next feature. Once again, kind listener, a Sounder is a musical note, a little series of musical notes, or otherwise just a little mini-song, a mini-song that's assisted with some narration, simply implying that a feature is now to begin. I said to K-Man, this particular Sounder is number one. It means that, hard-hitting news would begin. And then I said number two would be what we saw on the way to the studio, which is right now on Conversation Digest.
Ah, it's night. How's that? Is that better? I'm sorry.
Amateur night.
It's not the Grand... What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, it's a traverse. It's a reaction to what we saw on the way to the studio. And quite often, it's not for the faint of heart. K-Man, on this particular evening, June 10th, 2011, what did you see on the way to the studio?
I saw me almost missing the show because I was too busy playing a video game. And so I was driving really fast and recklessly.
You know, K-Man, I remember texting you before we were even on the way to the studio. Normally, K-Man and I come on our way to the studio together. We usually ride the...
Same car.
Ride the train, so to speak. Two Conversation Digests in the same vehicle, but K-Man, you really messed it up this evening. So he saw himself...
I was lost in time with the game.
All right,
that
K-Man,
hasn't
is it worth
years.
It? Was it worth it?
Well, I showed up and I was still a little bit early.
All right, so what I saw on the way to the studio this evening, each and every week at this time, we do discuss what we saw on the way to the studio. What I saw on the way to the studio was a moment that may or may not have been for an MTV video. I mean, we all know that MTV doesn't play many videos, and when they do... Normally speaking, the majority of those videos are intended to attract viewers that are more about image than they are about good music itself. On the street with which I live, the Conditions headquarters somewhere in the Wausau area, there were tons of teenagers. Willipop was going crazy and berserk. They were looking in the window of my residence, pointing at Willipop. I hope their only reaction is that Willipop is an amazingly cute little mini schnauzer. So
that is creepy.
I couldn't imagine there being a party on my street and me not being invited, K-Man. That would be the most alarming point that I have in this. However, if it is a graduation party, I already have reached my quota for graduation parties. So on my way to the studio this evening, I saw a party I wasn't invited to, but that's A-okay with me, K-Man. Right now on Conversation Digest... We have another feature that you may or may not like, but at this point, it's not up for debate. At this point, Conversation Digest's very own The I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week on WNRB LP. Okay, K-Man, you can keep on playing that there.
Well, if that's going to be playing at the same time, it'll sound awkward.
No, it's not going to.
Oh.
I know what I'm doing here, K-Man. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
See, I don't give a crap moment of the week. This is an article about names and why we give our kids the names we give them. Whether it's the name Seven or Soda Pop, like in Seinfeld, or otherwise, names suggested by JS Online. Oh, Journal Sentinel, for once, or so you... you have disappointed me once again. This article means nothing to me. The man, Mike Nichols, in the opinion section of the Journal Sentinel, Journal Sentinel Online, is implying that certain names are popular and certain names aren't, but the more unique names, names given by single mothers, it may or may not be an indication that the kid is in for a rough life. That's the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week on Conversation Digest, WNRB LP Wausau. Right now on Conversation Digest, back to the dog article, the rabid dogs who are ravaging the hillsides of Washington State. Who let the dogs out? I don't know, but whoever it was, you got some splaining to do. Because these dogs are causing some troubles, K-Man. They're causing some troubles, and the residents of Washington State would like to know who did let the dogs out. Ultimately, the real problem here isn't the dog, but rather the person. Now, as Barb Barker? Whatever, I don't even want to talk about what he said. I mean, that guy was just a kook. Is he still alive, by the way, K-Man?
I believe he still is alive.
All right, so we've got all these people that probably breed these dogs. They don't care. The dogs get out, and they have these miserable lives. But to imply that these dogs in this pack of rabid doggetry, they are going out and causing havoc for fun, that assumption, that statement, K-Man, is just a little bit more than absurd. Now, if one says to me, look, the dogs by design are killing, they are brutally maiming and attacking and ultimately murdering other animals, it's all premeditated, that would be the implication here. They just killed a 350-pound llama Tuesday night, and the K-Man and I have established that Wednesdays are better for llama night. But at the same time, Miss Webb, who is a member of the sheriff's office in this area since 1970, has never encountered a similar problem. She replies that the number of kills alone makes the attacks a major issue, she said. And Deer Park resident Tema Davis agreed, telling KXLY-TV that neighbors are worried about kids getting off school buses or riding their bikes. As opposed to myself, K-Man, who would be more inclined to worry about the humans that are themselves lurking around the areas where the kids get off the buses.
Humans can do much more damage than a pack of dogs.
They're bloodthirsty, K-Man. That's what someone said.
Are their teeth stained red?
Tema Davis says they're bloodthirsty, K-Man. Miss Davis compared the experience of the 1980s Stephen King book and movie about a vicious killer dog. It's like Cujo, she said. Now, Miss Davis, not. What you fail to recognize here is that, first of all, you're absurd. Now, she's the park resident. And as a member of the Deer Park resident, she should probably, as opposed to panicking and saying that some dogs are bloodthirsty, try to instill a sense of calmness and a sense of not passivity, but rather we will get the problem taken care of. Every time we have a pack of wild dogs, which isn't very often, I mean, here we have a woman that has been part of the police department in this area since the 1970s. She has never seen an event, K-Man, with this kind of capacity for destruction. Email Mary. Well, we can do that. I mean, I haven't heard from her for a while. You guys, email Mary. You guys haven't been live for a long time. Why start now?
Better late than ever, I would say.
You know, one of the better advantages to not being here and actually in the studio with Mary was that I didn't have to receive these ridiculous emails from you. You and your condescending ways. You're worse than the K-Man. You're worse than me. I apologize for being live and on the air and providing a level of dedication to a craft that I love, Mary.
Well, even if we're not
radio
here,
broadcasting.
We're still on the air.
Well, thanks to the efforts of the K-Man. I really appreciate that. 715-842-8390, extension 210. For a verbal contribution on WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest, The Gateway to the Weekend. Also, archived episodes of Conversation Digest at
FamousAshtray.com. Check it out if you feel like it.
Tons of archived episodes. They're from the vault. K-Man, by his good graces, puts them on the website. The vaulted, archived, vintage episodes of Conversation Digest, and they go back so far as maybe 2.5 years, if I'm not mistaken, K-Man.
Should I double check?
No. Don't get sidetracked.
Well, there is
will,
also...
Sir, you will get sidetracked and you will forget to return to the show.
there's old features that are no longer in on it. You can check that out if you want.
Archived episodes with archived features. So we've been talking about the rabid dog Spokane, Washington, and as opposed to the trouble that is going on in Spokane, Washington, I would rather focus on the troubles with which we have in our midst in the other Washington, on the other side of the country. Human beings, politicians in Washington, D.C., not rabid or otherwise known as bloodthirsty dogs in Spokane, Washington. However, K-Man, despite the trouble that Anthony Weiner, has gotten himself into with the picture texting and the in the lewd images and so on and so forth, we will not discuss the Anthony Weiner situation that has arisen in America over the past 2 weeks. Conversation
Digest, we'll at least bring it up and acknowledge it.
It's dead after this, K-Man. And once it's dead, it is dead. It's going to be 6 feet under. It's will never talk about it again unless, of course, I change my mind.
It's like I always say, when it's dead, it's dead.
Yes, just like you always say. That's your saying. You're right, K-Man. So that's a dead discussion now. We're not going to talk about the Weiner situation. We're also not going to talk about the dogs any longer. Who did let them out? We don't know. Just to elaborate on this issue a bit more. I don't even know what that means.
I'll check it. That's interesting.
Is it? Well, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
she might go
down there? How does that happen?
Well, I'm very confused.
Anywho, K-Man, without any further ado, don't interrupt any longer. I hate to say this, but you've officially reached one strike. You know, but that's pretty good because last time we were on the air, I believe you had two strikes against you 15 minutes after the hour. At 7 o'clock sharp, Conversation Digest hits the airwaves. If, in fact, K-Man hasn't hit two strikes out of three by 7:30, he's having a good night.
Did we say the date of the show at the top of the hour?
Yeah, I made the statement that it was, in fact, June 10th, 2011.
Good.
Now, before we get to the real topic of the evening, and so far as I can tell, we will be on the air until 8:30 live, at which point we will go to a vintage episode of Conversation Digest all the way up until 10 o'clock. K-Man, catch yourself before you break yourself.
Check yourself.
You're about to interrupt me again. Let me explain something real quick here before I go any further with the explanation that will be on until 10 o'clock. From 8:30 until 10 will be an archived episode. And then at 10 o'clock, K-Man will have his own program, the K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion, brand new episode, if I'm not mistaken.
It was an infamous night again.
And by that he means infamously drunk.
No.
The video game.
Yeah.
Okay, K-Man. But here's the story. If, in fact, the verbality or otherwise the conversation on Conversation Digest on this particular Friday evening between the K-Man and myself seems a bit tenuous, a bit strained, if it seems a little bit agitated, irritated, and if not angry, there's a reason for it. Now, K-Man and I see each other quite often throughout the week. We do various projects, whether it's at WNRBLP. Sometimes there are some other types of projects, film projects, so on and so forth. The K-Man and I typically have a tenuous friendship anyway. We've been doing radio together for well over 3 years now. Almost 4 years, actually.
Oh, jeez, that's so...
And I've known the K-Man, and he's known me for well over a decade. So as you can well imagine, we're just sick of each other. However, things really got bad.
We're super sick of each other right
yes.
now.
Yes. We took a brewer trip, that is a Milwaukee brewer trip, down to Milwaukee with also the conditioner, that's my twin brother, who lives in the Green Bay area, and also Michael E. Bowman, who is a host on a radio program on this, your station, WASA, WNRBLP. We all went down here, and now Michael Bowman is a host of what is presented by Hollywood Sludge, Country
What's
Porch.
Left on the Table presents Hollywood Sludge.
With his name source, Biff Mendelsohn. And what I would say at this point is, the four of us are all very opinionated. The K-Man typically won't get into an argument unless it's with me, because apparently he likes to always be right when it comes to talking about life with me.
Well, I don't always just want to be loud.
No. But this particular trip, all four of us were loud. The game was fantastic. Of the three games against the New York Mets, it was the best. It was the only good game in that series because they lost the other two. They come from behind. They win the game. There's some pictures of celebrations, fireworks when there's a home run hit. And what happened on the trip back, I hope to forget about, because let's put it this way. Not only was the conditioner yelling, not only was I, the condition, yelling, the K-Man was quiet and as pale as a ghost because he was frightened by what was going
scared.
On.
I wasn't scared.
You seem nervous, sir.
No, I'm just not stupid enough to just get in a yelling
match. I'm going to say this, that if Michael E. Bowman can actually do his show on Sunday evening, it may be a small miracle because I have never heard someone yell that loud in a vehicle.
His voice was hurting.
Now, he may be, and I'm not going to get into specifics, and he may be angry with me for bringing this on the air, but partially, K-Man, it was what we saw on the way to the studio 2 days beforehand.
Yeah.
So it was a fun trip, suffice to say. But anyway, it was a trip that was full of fun and antics, but also rage and anger and a lot of yelling. And so the K-Man and I have seen more of each other this week than we normally would care to see each other. But now we're back in the WNRBLP studio having the time of our life.
Still got some hate going on.
And up in just a few moments, let's call it 12 minutes sharp, we have Dr. Ren's current events. Take the baseline out, K-Man. 715-842-8390, 210 for a verbal contribution to the Gateway to the Weekend, verbal extravaganza, as well as Party Central. K-Man, the dogs are out as a topic. They were let out, and now they're out as a topic. No more about the scourge of Spokane, 4 or 5 rabbit. Once again, okay, I'm not done with this topic, K-Man.
2 or 5
we
rabbit
took
dogs.
Photos. We don't know if they're rabbit. I'm just being.
I said rabbit. You can hit me now. That's fine. I think I deserve that one.
What kind of dogs are these, K-Man? You may be asking yourself.
Pit bulls, Rottweilers.
We don't know. Poodles. One resident. No, we have pictures. We have probably DNA evidence. If you think about it, we find carcasses of a llama on a Tuesday night, despite the fact that a Wednesday night is more appropriate for llama meals. We find the llama carcass, 350 pounds. Is that a small llama? Is that a large llama? Could someone tell me? I do not know. However, anyway, so the point is, we don't know what the dogs are. We have photo evidence. We have DNA evidence, I'm sure. We have paw prints, I'm sure of it. We have eyewitness accounts. But we have no idea what types of dogs they are. We have no idea how many there are, except for to say that, hey, there are either 4 or 5 dogs. As I said earlier, if you take a picture of... Okay, so what does that mean, K-Man? The average weight of an adult llama is 250 pounds. So already I call into question the legitimacy of this Wall Street Journal report.
Wall Street Journal.
Because... K-Man just, and this is actually from the Associated Press, in all fairness, K-Man.
Associated Press.
You know I have, speaking of tenuous relationship, you know that I have a tenuous relationship with the Associated Press.
Associated Press.
You know that I have a tenuous friendship with the K-Man.
K-Man.
Hop on that train. So, K-Man, remember when we were at the game? I'm just going to go back to that discussion. And I know part of the issue here is my lack of focus. I've been told by various people, condition, when you're on the air, you never focus. I understand this, but you have to understand, good listener, I haven't been on the air for 3 weeks live. I've got a lot to say. I'm not burning out here. I'm on the top of my game, except for my lack of focus. So if you can just bear with me. K-Man, remember when they had the image of the 3 fans on the Jumbotron, and they're like, who's the top fan of the game? There was the nice lady who was very pleasant looking, pictured on the Jumbotron. There was the gentleman that didn't deserve to win because he was a schlub. And then there was also the guy that was adorned in Americana red, white, and blue clothing. And at that point, K-Man, one of my very fondest moments in the history of Conversation Digest was where you just started chanting, USA! 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 So as I'm going to get a hot dog, it's a jumbo hot dog.
I was getting
Miller
a hot dog
Park.
Too, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you porked out on 2 of them, you slob. So then all of a sudden, this rabid pack of wild guys, I don't know, maybe they're hunkering down at night and attacking 350-pound llamas, but these guys just start chanting, USA! 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 So anyway, good game, but I don't know who was voted the best fan of that game, by the way.
It was probably me.
No.
What?
No, I'm pretty sure, because you were silent for the first three innings.
It was very warm and humid, and there's no internet around.
Conversation died. Just if you had had your laptop, which they may not have let you take that in there, but you just explained with your media pass that this is Conversation Digest, you know, so. Okay, so Conversation Digest, main topic of the evening being revealed in just a few short minutes. Dr. Rent's current events up in just in 7 short minutes. And then after that, we'll take it to the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, doing whatever we darn well please. Right, K-Man?
I do what I want.
Within reason. Now, here's just a little bit of a hint as to what the main topic of the evening might be. Now, we are aware of the fact that you have an education, K-Man, and I have an education. Maybe that's not that evident. But
I don't sound like I do.
What does it take to get the best education in America these days? Is it teachers? Is it a good ride? Is it, I mean, in other words, you know, like a car?
You can buy your education.
Or you can just get it for free. And how do you do that, K-Man?
You read.
We'll figure it out in just a few minutes for the main topic of the evening on Conversation Digest. And 7 minutes from now, I will destroy the K-Man and Dr. Ren's current events.
I'm going to do a preemptive thank you for that one.
And there are prizes, apparently, this evening. Do we know where the current events questions? Oh, right here.
Probably in a conspicuous place. Uh-oh, 7 years of bad luck with that pushpin on the ground now.
Hey, man, I don't suppose I could get you to pick up that pushpin, because I'm going to keep on filibustering over here.
Okay.
Hey, man, the pushpin's up.
Oh, right now you meant.
Yeah.
Give me a second. It takes a little bit to move because I'm lazy.
FamousAstro.com, it's where you can hear archived episodes of Conversation Digest. See, we already talked about that.
Where'd it go?
Other episodes of other shows on throughout the weekdays on WNRBLP. It's over there, K-Man. Do I need to draw you a map? It's in complete contrast with the rest of the floor. It's white. The floor is blue. It's not that hard to find. No offense. So, you know, other programs throughout the weekdays on WNRBLP. Wonderful programming. It's a whole foray of
it's a foray
into you know, music and
sorry, I coughed.
Michael E. Bowman Sunday evenings from 9 to 10:30, and he's what's left on the table presents Hollywood Sludge and what's on the back country porch.
Is that at 8:30
or a country
Sunday?
Porch 8:30 then 8:30 p.m. Can we check, is that in the thing there? So also Dr. Rent, he has his very own program, and we will have his current events. The good doctor couldn't join us this evening, but quite often he's able to get in here and we're able
to
have a good time.
The unofficial third member.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's always welcome, but he wasn't able to make it in this evening. We've also got the mix with Ken McVeigh and Don Gifford. We have, let me see some of those other ones, K-Man.
I think.
K-Man,
oh,
pick
it
up, pick it up, pick it up.
8:30.
Yeah, I don't want to read that.
8:34.
Dr. Ku Yang, I'm sorry, Dr. Ku Kevin Yang, Hmong Health Hour, every other Thursday at 6 to 7 p.m. And what Dr. Ku Kevin Yang will do is discuss various health topics and answer listeners' health-related questions. So in essence, unlike us, K-Man, Dr. Ku Kevin Yang actually helps the majority of people that listen to him, if not everyone that listens to him.
Oh, we just depress
him,
and annoy people?
No, I mean, before, you know, if I'm trying to explain that this is a show that tries to inform, it really isn't. The sole purpose of Conversation Digest is to entertain. Now, I may read an article, or the K-Man may know about what I'm going to read about, but in the end, ultimately, we're just here to have fun, and you may disagree with us, but that's okay. The majority of people at WNRBLP might disagree with us, but you know, the disclaimer here is going to be that the views and opinions of this program probably are different than management or otherwise ownership.
Who is the management?
I don't know. So let's just get into it, K-Man. Let's get into Dr. Ren's current events, and then after that, I'll introduce what the main topic of the evening is, and I can rant and rave about that issue because it's one that has irritated me a bit. And the K-Man has no idea. In fact, actually, from this moment forward, as we are doing the main topic of the evening on Conversation Digest. I will never, ever, clue the K-Man in, and this is all new to the K-Man. We've never discussed this before because, well, I don't care to discuss various aspects of Conversation Digest with the K-Man, because if I did, he might be able to counter what I think should be done, and then I might change my opinion or my mind, and all I want to do is remain steadfast, K-Man, with what I decide.
So it's just messing with my head kind of minute.
Well, sort of. No, the main topic of the evening, K-Man, is one that I would like you to off-the-cuff comment on yourself.
Don't I usually or just annoy you?
Sometimes you will say things just simply to annoy me and irritate me.
But that's anything that comes out of my mouth.
Like on that trip where you tied the brewer trip where you tied that rope, that little rope to the steering wheel and implied that you were going to pull us off the side to the side of the road.
No, I wanted to drive with two ropes from the back seat. On the
you weren't in the
wheel.
Back seat. You were in the front seat.
I could do it. I saw
Michael Lee Bowman was in the back. You were in the front. And who's on first?
I saw a movie where two guys were in the back of a cop car and they used a hanger, two hangers, to drive and use the accelerator.
What was that, a movie with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor?
No, it's called Disorderlies.
All right, well, let's just be orderly here. And right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week, at this time, whether the good doctor is here, usually he is, but otherwise if he's not, then he'll leave his questions here, and that's what he did this week. Dr. Wren's current events on WNRBLP Wausau.
I love this theme song. Or maybe we should just find a different one sometime. What do you think?
All right, K-Man, we got to buzz through this. We got a lot going on still in Conversation Digest. We got to make this tight. But you're going to have a feature on Conversation Digest. You got to have it tight. Don't forget, K-Man's
Who's
Friday
going
night.
First?
I'll go first.
Okay.
K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. Not a new episode, but yet an entertaining one. Up at 10 o'clock sharp this evening. For the condition, question number one. On Dr. Rent's current events, name one of the two people who drowned in the Wisconsin River in Wausau this week. Okay, I don't
depressing.
Know. Should and you, yeah, we can steal too, by the way. Okay, so no, let's make this flow fast. I don't know, so I'm going to have to say I don't know. K-Man, can you steal?
Jim? I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay, and so from where did the drowning victims enter the Wisconsin River? I don't know that either. The boat dock, probably. You don't know. Don't even try to act like you did.
Wait, what? Where did they enter?
Yeah, where did they enter? Don't say the water. Don't be ridiculous.
From the crest of the water.
No, like see, K-Man, that's a very serious question, and you just alienated everyone.
Oh, wow, the look on your face was just pure death and hatred towards me.
No, it wasn't. K-Man, I was fine with it because I figured before you said it what you were going
you
to say.
You were so angry.
No,
at me.
I wasn't angry. I'm getting a sore throat. What do you want from me? Whatever. I'll do what I want. All right, K-Man, your first question on this week's edition of Dr. Wren's Current Events.
Next Friday's summer kickoff celebration put on by the Wausau Area Events was to be held at the 400 block. But it has been moved. To where? I'll say Fern Island. Park area.
You have no idea, do
no,
you?
I do
Write
not.
Down your answers. We'll check the answers afterwards.
Island,
okay, I'm going to go for the steal because I think you're wrong. I'm going to say Marathon Park. All right, K-Man.
Bonus you have a follow-up. The summer kickoff will include a movie outdoors on a large inflatable screen. What movie? Human Centipede.
You're ridiculous. I'm going to say Dumb and Dumber because that's what I think is going on with the 400 block.
$150,000 over budget. We're brilliant.
Okay, I'm going to get bad emails for that one. Actually, if they want to email us, K-Man, how is that done?
ConversationDigest@gmail.com.
Thank you, K-Man. Another question for the condition on Dr. Wren's current events. In addition to recall elections for a number of Republican state senators, this week recall elections were also approved and scheduled for three Democrat state senators named one. Ooh, you know, I am not up on this. I don't know any of them. K-Man? I think we're at 0 points so far. Come on,
wait,
K-Man.
What was it?
Who are the three Democrat... state senators that are up for a possible recall.
Isn't that Halperin? Halperin's one?
Well, write it down, K-Man, and we'll get to the...
Where am I going?
You're meandering around confusion here, so...
I don't know any other ones.
Bonus follow-up. Give either the date of the primary election or the date of the general election for these recalls. Note extra point if both dates are given.
he's going hardcore.
August 13th. K-Man?
I don't know.
Okay, so go ahead, K-Man, with your state question.
A Wisconsin Air National Guard airplane crashed this week. What type of airplane was it? It's an F-16.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How would you know that? He always gives you the aeronautics ones because he knows that you know something about it, I think. No, that's only been one time he's given you that. I'm just jealous because I know nothing about planes. So, K-Man, what's the bonus follow-up for the state question?
In what county did this happen? I believe it was Marathon.
I'm going to say Menominee County.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, national question for the condition, the last round for the condition, and this is where he pulls ahead. In what state have firefighters been battling a wildfire that was 603 square miles in size as of this morning? I believe it is Arizona. As a bonus follow-up, as of this morning, what percent of that wildfire has been contained? Answer within 5% is correct. I'm going to say 27%. All right, K-Man, what do we got here for you?
A member of the House of Representatives is in the news this week for sending inappropriate photos over the internet. What is this representative's name? Anthony Weiner.
You wouldn't have even known that had I not blabbed about him earlier.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you did? Okay, what's the bonus follow-up?
What state do they represent in Congress? I have no idea.
You don't know?
No, I'll say... New York.
I'm going to say New Jersey. Okay, K-Man, this is the moment of truth. We will, in fact, officially unveil the answers
to
each of the questions of Dr. Wren's current events. There is a prize on the line tonight. Hopefully, if it's the K-Man, it's some sense. In other words, common sense.
Well, I won't pull out the...
No, it's good to know, K-Man. Okay, K-Man, we will leave the surprise as a surprise until the very end. What do we have for my first... Oh, good gosh. K-Man got the first one right.
I did.
Jeez, okay, let's do this fast. Okay, so... Despicable Me is the first one. It's a good movie. So the question is, the first one for me, Michael Lewis and Anthony Sutton, the poor gentleman that drowned, they jumped in from the bridge, railroad bridge next to the Stewart Avenue Bridge. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know where that's at. And K-Man's first question, where the 400 block celebration is going to be held instead of the 400 block because, well, we're just not done. We're over budget at the 400 block. Plus, we're going to play Despicable Me. K-Man, Holperin, you're right again for
the possible recall.
July 19th is the date. I said August 13th. General election, August 16th. I said,
You said Menominee.
Adams.
The aircraft was an F-16, and it was in Adams County where it crashed.
Okay, K-Man. Arizona was my answer. I said 27%. It's... 5%. Anthony Weiner of New York. You kill me this week. K-Man, I don't know how you did it. I think you probably cheated. You probably have instant access
to
Google.
How much points did you get?
I don't know, K-Man. I lost big time, and it looks like I got...
Does it make you feel bad that I barely read the news?
Apparently I got 1 point.
Four to one.
Well, okay, so what's the surprise from Dr. Wren's current events? Hopefully it's something like... Is it money?
Oh, there's prizes for the... There you go.
Consolation prize?
Wait a second.
Well, the good doctor came through.
Woo!
Did you get more tickets?
Oh, I won tickets to... multiple tickets to Woodchuck's games. In the gold section, that is.
All right.
What's that?
Excellent. Well, you know, the good doctor really came through this week, even though you won. K-Man, I think you cheat. I don't know
what
how
do you
else
mean?
You could possibly win. I'm not figuring it out.
Why?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, K-Man, but you're much too liberal to win all the time.
Yeah, but
you're getting very liberal with winning. How many
listeners do we have right now on the wife?
We got about
200.
Okay, so here we go. This is the main topic of the evening. And
still
it's,
five.
Okay, main topic of the evening for Conversation Digest. It took us a while to get to it, but here it is, because ultimately, what matters more on Conversation Digest than conversation? And once again, if you're angry about stuff that's said on here, odds are the K-Man said it. So 715-842-8390 is the toll-free line if you want to make a verbal contribution. FamousAshtray.com, you can hear the live stream. In addition, you can hear the live stream, more importantly, on wasamung.org. Click on the Hmong Radio link, and then it'll give you a little icon where you can click on that and then hear us instantly via the live stream, whether you're in Italy or Nantucket or Siberia or Merrill, Wisconsin.
Merrill.
You can hear us there, and then have a fun-filled week with other programs that are on throughout the weekdays in Wausau, the city community radio station, WNRB-LP. Now, the real story... Oh, my gosh. Well, heck yeah. Okay, so... The main topic of the evening is one that irritates me a bit. I'm a college graduate. I received a bachelorette's. Okay, man, did you hear what I just said?
Bachelorette's.
I received a bachelorette's degree. So apparently I went out on the town with all the girls and celebrated the fact that I was graduating from college.
Hmm.
It was a mistake, well, and one that I would rather not remember. Okay, man, for the sake of the archived episodes, the vintage episodes of Conversation Digest, can we really take that out? Because
what,
I don't want...
That you have a bachelorette's?
Yes. So, chancellors, according
to... We never edited anything else out before.
Well, but that was very embarrassing, K-Man.
I've said even more embarrassing things.
All right, 715-842-8390. Anybody else out there have a bachelorette's degree? By the way, if in fact there's a necessary need to chime in on this issue, it's an important one. Haven't opened up the vault on what this topic is that we're going to discuss right now. It's the main topic of the evening on Conversation Digest. It's officially an important issue, one that you may or may not want to discuss. But if you do, 715-842-8390, extension 210. 210, K-Man. We don't take, we don't cut corners around here. It's 210, K-Man. Chancellors can lower illegal immigrant tuition, Regents told. JS Online. Now, this is part of the reason why I'm not too concerned about the dismantling of the UW system, because they pull crap like this. University of Wisconsin system officials said Thursday they can offer significant tuition breaks to illegal immigrants even if lawmakers approve provisions in the state budget designed to curtail that practice. Now, the real issue here is, of course, illegal immigration, making it a benefit to be an illegal immigrant, and, you know, kind of giving the short end of the stick to a legitimate citizen like myself who is struggling to make ends meet because of my... No, okay, man, you can whip that one out. It's Friday. It's time to partay. 2 years ago, a Democratic-led state assembly and Senate voted to let some illegal immigrants receive in-state tuition. To qualify, the students would have to reside in Wisconsin for 3 years, graduate from Wisconsin high schools, or earn equivalency degrees here, and pledge to apply for permanent residency visas. Republican Governor Scott Walker, and of course they will make him into the villain here, because as we know, K-Man, who is the biggest villain in Wisconsin other than Steve Carell's character in Despicable Me coming up this weekend? No, I'm not. On the trip down to Miller Park, I was. Of course, Scott Walker is the one I'm facetiously pointing out as being the biggest villain in Wisconsin if you listen to the majority of Wisconsin citizens. But it's always going back to Scott Walker. So... Republican Governor Scott Walker proposed ending that practice when presenting his budget in March, and now the Republican-led legislature's Joint Finance Committee backed that provision last week. UW system staff agreed that if the change remains part of the budget, the default situation for students in the country illegally would be for them to have to pay out-of-state tuition rates. They're not... Do we understand that they're not from out-of-state? Do we get this, K-Man? Now, if someone wants to come here from Minnesota or Illinois... Or Indiana, or Florida, or California, that is out of
state. State.
It's out of the USA. 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 So we are at this point, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but there's something not right about this scenario, K-Man. Now, follow me, K-Man. Just
I'm following you.
Listen up, K-Man. I know you're infatuated with Rebecca Black in the It's Friday video. See if you can get to the producer to see if he can get a hold of Rebecca Black for next week's show, could you?
Okay, I'll be right on top of
all right.
That.
UW system staff agreed that if the change remains part of the budget, the default situation for students in the county, in the country illegally, would be for them to have to pay out-of-state tuition rates. Right now, the assumption is that students who meet all of the criteria get the lower in-state price. Now, given discretion, this is the second part of the article. Chancellors have wide discretion in terms of offering students lower tuition rates. UW System General Counsel Thomas Stafford said Thursday at a meeting of the UW Board of Regents at UW-Milwaukee, under questioning from Regent Jose Vasquez of Milwaukee, Stafford said chancellors would be able to structure tuition for illegal immigrants so that they equal the in-state rate. Since a 2004 resolution, regents have encouraged chancellors to provide such students with in-state tuition, and administrations at UW-Milwaukee, UW-Oshkosh, and UW-Whitewater were among those who used the discretion to benefit a small number of those students. The chancellors have access to a pool of institutional aid that they could use to reduce tuition for the illegal immigrants for other purposes. Walker spokesman Cullen Weirwee did not immediately return a message seeking comment. Well, because if he does, it'll be taken out of context anyway, because he's a spokesman for Scott Walker. Out of the more than 180,000 students in the UW system, only a few dozen without legal documentation, as Americans have sought in-state tuition, according to the UW system. A 2009 count reported by the Wisconsin State Journal found 35 students at UW-Milwaukee and two at UW-Madison who qualified. Now, here, K-Man, what we see...
So there's not that much in there.
Well, but the number, sir, doesn't matter. And, of course, the person that wrote the article is adding the low numbers, whether it's 1 or 35 or 500 or 1,000, the number is inconsequential. And the reason I say that is because now that this is an issue, and it was before anyway, but it wasn't an issue that many people knew about. But do we understand that if they allow this to happen, whereby they would simply just pay... I mean, they won't even pay out-of-state rates. You're aware of this, right? Where if you're out-of-state, typically your tuition is more. Now, what we're proposing is not only are we going to try to allow those who are here illegally in the first place, which means they weren't simply born in America to a parent that was here illegally, because once that happens, the child does in fact become a legal U.S. citizen if in fact that child is born in America. But what happens is, we aren't simply going to almost try to guarantee that they get in so far as if they pass high school or if they pass an equivalency test of or to high school. At this point, they won't even have to pay a higher out-of-state rate. They will simply pay a state rate. But they're not from out-of-state. They're from out of the country. Do you get my goings on with this, K-Man?
So if you... are out of country, you pay in-state fees.
Well, ultimately, my point isn't really that. Ultimately, my point is this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. However, K-Man, I do really appreciate you trying to latch onto my logic. It's just irritating.
I usually try to, I lose.
It's an irritating main topic, but it needs to be discussed. 715-842-8390, is this whole situation one that we should even have to discuss? Does it even make sense to try to provide illegal immigrants with a college tuition that is, in fact, not just cheap, but the same as an in-state student? Which it can't possibly be cheap, by the way. Where are they getting the money from? That's the question that I have to ask here. Because if you're not here legally, K-Man, how many jobs could you possibly get in the state of Wisconsin?
5 or 6.
When you apply at McDonald's, which is the birthplace of at least 54,000 jobs in the last month, the majority of 27,000 of those 54,000 jobs created nationally were in fact created by McDonald's. And there's no nitpicking going on here. Gosh knows I've gotten several stomach aches.
Don't they only really need a residence and that's about it?
No, I think most, if not all, any application came in that I've ever filled out for a job, are you a legal U.S. resident? So if they're not able to get a job that whereby they would be able to pay for their college education, what does that imply to you, K-Man? Either they got a job without verified U.S. residence.
Or they're getting paid.
They're getting paid, or they're getting Well, no, we don't know whether it's under the table or not. But there's simply put, must be a level of money coming from somewhere, K-Man. So they're from out of the country. They're not paying out-of-state rates. They're not paying what would be considered to be a possibly much better idea, even though it's still a very good idea. Well, no, K-Man, sometimes you don't even need to... Or a GED. Gotcha, K-Man. I kind of like this idea of you texting messages when it's not necessarily something you want to say on the air.
But then we...
I'll probably just repeat it anyway. All right.
There's a few instances of that happening. Top of the hour.
Okay, everybody, we'll just play the middle. So, be back in just a few moments on... okay, I'll do that. You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM.
I screwed that one up.
You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
For a moment or something.
Free people, free radio.
So,
and now, some of your favorite ideas come in commercial form.
Right, so what's
get on
about,
listening. Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Once again, and it was, yes, number, things, did he, and it was,
Come on down to the Ziffelmans Institute of Higher Learning, on 3rd Street, just off campus.
All right, we're back on WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM Conversation Digest on this Friday evening. We're back live after a three-week hiatus, and it's primarily my schedule. Can't get on live very often, but when I can, it's a verbal extravaganza, one with which you will not forget for at least 24 hours, and if you do, one cannot blame you. Live from Illinois, it's the good Doc, Doc Wilson, who used to... And hopefully someday in some capacity will again have his own show with Adam Streeter on, what night was that? Was Saturday or Sunday night, right?
Wednesday night. Wednesdays and Wednesdays.
I'm all wrong. I don't even know when Conversation Digest is on the air. So, Doc, are you calling about that story with the UW system, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, that's the topic of the day, right?
I don't know if anybody else is talking about it, but I figure I might as well. So what's your take on that? Let me guess, you agree with it, right?
Well, no, actually, I'm more with, and I can't think of the guy's name now, the guy that, the founder of PayPal, the guy that's given out $100,000 scholarships to kids that don't go to college.
Yeah, I read about it, to start their own business, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's so many young people getting out of college these days, with a ton of debt, and they can't actually find a job in their field, and you know, or they're working at Shopko.
Well, you know,
silence on the line there. No,
whether it's Shopko or Walmart, you know, but
people that are in positions of management, we're talking about people that are flipping hamburgers and that sort of thing because they can't get a job with their degree.
Yeah.
So why are you bending over backwards for anybody else to get an education that they won't be able to use?
Well, see, now this surprises me. Okay, I mean, ultimately, wouldn't their main goal to be getting their legal citizenship? I mean, wouldn't that be a decent first goal?
Well, getting their citizenship should be their first goal. I've got a friend that's a scoutmaster in Mosinee that's from Germany. And she was down to Milwaukee this week working on the first step on her citizenship. She's proud of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, look at Craig Ferguson. The guy was a makeshift, you know, I mean, he wasn't a... What am I talking about? Why, Craig Ferguson, give me a break. Hey, Doc. Doc, are you still there?
I'm still here.
So you're in Illinois these days, right?
Right.
Well, wait a minute. So, how far are you from Chicago?
I'm in what they call the far outlying western suburbs. If anybody knows where DeKalb is, I'm in Sycamore, which is a twin city, a sister city to DeKalb. We've got the county seat. They've got NIU.
Well, and I suppose you're doing your darndest to meet Rahm Emanuel, the new Chicago mayor, huh?
No, I stay out of the city as much as possible.
Well, if you can't go to Rahm, I'm sure Rahm will go to you. Just send him a threat.
Yeah, right.
Tell him you're not going to vote for him. He'll come after you just like he used to go into the showers after the congressional showers.
Even though I'm not a Chicago citizen, the way Chicago politics works, I could probably vote for him.
Are you there legally?
Am I legally? Yes, I'm legally. I'm I even joined church down here. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know legally.
Well, that's good for you. Well, hey, so this whole thing, you know, I got a little bit off topic there, but that whole issue with, you know, illegal immigrants getting assistance, but the, okay, so we're giving them not out-of-state tuition rates, but do we honestly believe, okay, so they're going to get in-state tuition rates, not out-of-country, not out-of-state, but in-state tuition rates, but do you get the general sense that they probably won't be paying for any of this college? Wouldn't that be your general perception, that they'll get a free ride?
Well, you know, definitely they're poor enough. There's no doubt about that. But the Pell Grants are so reduced these days that unless they've got really, really high grades and can qualify for a scholarship, they're going to end up with student debt anyway.
Are you in a tunnel?
No, I'm in my apartment, which is actually in the basement.
Oh. Well, I mean, do you have like a plastic bag over your head or something, or what?
No, it's your telephone on your end.
Oh, See, that's all you got to do is turn it back on, you know, the host. So I'm blaming the K-Man. Sorry, K-Man. I don't mean to throw you under the bus. So I guess I could resort to talking about weather, but I almost want to talk more about this article because I'm a little bit irritated by it, but it doesn't surprise me. Nothing surprised me in America any longer. And I know that you're on the opposite end of the spectrum from me with politics, but I also know that you're a pretty reasonable individual. I see on Facebook sometimes you have your political beliefs on there. Has anyone ever said anything to you on Facebook or anywhere on Facebook to someone else that really angered you and made you want to defriend them that was, you know, opposite of perhaps your political perspective?
You were sitting next to
him. Well, I don't know. It's like you and the K-Man. I mean, you guys are really good friends, and you're two at opposite ends of the political spectrum most of the time, you know. I've got friends that are very conservative that I've known for years that are my friends online, and you know, sometimes we get into it a little bit, but then we just no. I don't. I have a friend that actually defriended about 30 of his friends because they supported Governor Walker, and I thought, no, this is wrong. You shouldn't have done that.
Good call, Doc. You know, I was defriended on Facebook I don't even talk politics on Facebook. In fact, I very seldom do. However, the individual that defriended me probably listened to Conversation Digest and at that point said, well, he, as in the condition, doesn't talk politics on Facebook, but now we know what he thinks because he's saying it on the air. So what's that weather down like there Chicago way?
Well, we were hotter than you were, you know, down here, probably. You guys never broke 100, right?
No, not at all.
97, at least in Stevens Point.
In one day, you know, but it was up in the high 90s, and the heat index broke 100. Kind of interesting, I've been following Tom Skilling on WGN for years when I actually did television weather in the low-budget station up north. That was my technology. I could watch him at noon and then get as much information as I could, you know, to put together my 5 o'clock weathercast. But anyway, he said something the other day that just blew my mind. When temperatures are above 90, wind will make the temperature actually feel warmer.
Well, I think that I can relate to that because whenever the K-Man's talking and blowing and spewing all that hot air, which is wind, dare I say, it feels a lot hotter because my anger rises and my body temperature rises. And, well, no, I mean, I guess it makes some sense. Hey, which one is that on WGN? Is that the older gentleman that's probably around, you know, 60s or so?
He's kind of chubby, balding, you know. Of course, he looked like that back in the early 90s when I was at Channel 12, so, you know.
Well, we've gotten to the point of the show where K-Man's now officially looking at pictures of Pippa Middleton on his laptop computer, so.
Hey, speaking of politics, and I know your feelings on politics, but how do you feel about Sarah Palin now?
Well, I mean, I think that the media has completely lampooned her unfairly, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think she's a legitimate candidate. I know I listened to Limbaugh the other day, and he was talking about how we're counting her short. She has no real realm of reality.
No, I mean, you know...
But neither does Obama. I mean, I'll be honest...
Did you hear her whole speech on Paul Revere?
Yeah, but I've also heard, you know, with all due respect, I think that the media has lampooned her unfairly, but I also think that, you know, Barack Obama was elected with very little knowledge of who he was by the American people, and I've heard about what he has said about the redistribution of wealth and how he has also compared himself to Ronald Reagan. I would say that, you know, with all due respect to your point, Doc, that his comparison between himself and not only Ronald Reagan but also Abraham Lincoln is much more crazy, if not outlandish, than her ridiculous spiel on Paul Revere.
The interesting thing, though, is that while Abraham Lincoln ran on the Republican ticket for president, the Republican ticket was, the GOP was far different back then than it is today.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, even back then, Reagan was much more conservative than anyone that is in the Republican Party now. If Obama was going to compare himself to anybody in the Republican Party, it ought to be John McCain. Because McCain,
I would say so, you know,
but not Reagan, for crying out loud.
McCain and Feingold are probably two sides of the same coin. I mean, they're very close together in their philosophy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I honestly almost think that I could run and do better than Obama and Palin. But that's just absurd that I would even say that. My point being that just about any reasonable thinking individual that would like to see America get back on track could probably do something better than what's being done in America right now.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think the problem is there's a direction that politics has taken. They don't want to really fix anything until they have control of all three branches in Washington. They want to harass the other party and make the other party look bad, and they may even want to make the economy look bad. And I'm not talking about one particular party. You know, I'm just saying politics in general has gone down the tubes, you know?
Just like the airwaves at 7 o'clock sharp on Friday nights on WNRBLP.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hey, Doc, I got to get going because I got one more segment I want to get to before we leave at 8:30. But, hey, I truly appreciate you giving us a call. You know, you're more than welcome to call us any week when we're on live. When we're not here and we're pre-recorded, then I guess if you wanted to call, then I guess that would just be kind of crazy. But because you'd be calling nobody. But, hey, it's good hearing from you.
Yeah, well, I heard you were going to be live tonight, so I thought I'd just pop in because the last couple of times I've turned it on, you were pre-recorded. So.
Yeah, those were vintage episodes. So, hey, like I said, great hearing from you, and we'll talk to you soon. And when you do come up this way, make sure you get a hold of us so maybe we can have you on the air or get together or whatever.
Okay, absolutely, Mr. Condition.
All right, talk to you later. Yeah, say hi to Rahm Emanuel for me, would you?
I will.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, that's Doc Wilson. He's a past host of a show on WNRBLP and really a very well-trained broadcaster. In fact, actually, you can hear him on some of the looped English loops on WNRBLP throughout the week. He's the one with the deeper voice than mine saying that, you know, the individual...
The more distinguished voice.
Yes, K-Man. The more distinguished individual saying that you're listening to WNRBLP and that this is the live stream, or you know, you can hear the live stream at various locations. So Doc Wilson calling from Illinois. He is officially an Illinois citizen.
Uh-oh.
So, K-Man, when I was a child, I listened to a lot of theme songs on TV shows. I mean, you don't just listen, you don't just watch. You don't just watch, you just don't listen, K-Man. There's a show on, it's the facts of life. You don't, K-Man, here's the beauty of
Should
TV,
I boot
right?
that up?
Well, no, I've got an article, K-Man.
No, just the theme song.
Well, no, K-Man, it's not necessary. I'm not trying to be mean or disparaging, but...
Come on.
I'm sorry, K-Man, but I'm all set with that, K-Man.
Oh.
I've got the technology with which to utilize, besides Henry Mancini. I should have known it was Mancini all along.
Apparently, it's not working too well.
Well, that was a different one, K-Man.
Well, I'm sorry.
And this is referred to officially as a brand new feature, K-Man. Chalk it up as yet another feature that we will need a sounder for. This is officially referred to as, and affectionately, the Conversation Digest filler portion of the week to avoid dead air.
Isn't that the entire show usually?
Well, there are some designated areas that are intended to fulfill a specified meaning, okay, man. Do you know what I am saying? Take the baseline out.
I understand what you are saying.
And so, CNN isn't good for much. I mean, I always hear,
well, Fox News is so biased and they're so conservative.
A, they're owned by Rupert Murdoch, a huge liberal. B, CNN has been biased for 30 years. And D, MSNBC is as well. So as children, as adults, as teenagers, every age, we learn to listen for cues that our favorite TV shows on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's not just the visual with our favorite TV shows. If you're in the kitchen grabbing a snack because you're looking towards getting obese, you're looking for a beer, you're looking for some snacks, and all of a sudden you hear a song, you don't see the screen. You don't need to see the screen to know it's your favorite TV show. Now, CNN, of course, in their infinite wisdom, because it was a slow news day, decided, hey, why doesn't CNN have an official filler portion of the day on their website? And really, all it was,
what are the favorite sitcom theme songs throughout American TV history?
And, of course, I knew all of these, of which, you know, Cheers is one of them. Cheers is a good show, but overrated. Okay, man, how do I get this to play on the air? PC input, right? Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. I mean, depressing. That's the best part of it, is that it's depressing. Okay, man, I need to find out after we listen to all these theme songs, which is your favorite, which is your least favorite, and then I'll tell you that I don't give a crap, and it's the second portion of the I don't give a crap moment of the week. Now, okay, man, here is another one. Have you ever seen this show? I know, that's why I stopped, and now we'll go into this. And
this is the Family Guy intro.
No, it's not, you tool. But it's just the Family Guy theme song is a spoof of this, of course. Songs that made the hit
parade. Guys like us, we had it made. You know, his chair is in
those were the days. All right.
You know, the chair that he's sitting on.
Is what?
It's in the Smithsonian Museum.
Yeah, so is Fonzie's jacket, if I'm not mistaken. Now, so All in the Family, which aired for roughly 11 seasons, and of course, a spinoff.
Did it jump the Jeffersons. Shark over, like, at six?
No, see, All in the Family never jumped the shark, but they did have the misfortune of having Carl. Gosh dang it.
Did?
Of having Carl Reiner as one of their actors.
Did Archie Bunker ever punch Edith?
No, he was passive, but I think he may have cheated on her. Which isn't really passive, it's more Anthony Weiner-like. So, but this, of course, was Sesame Street, which I never liked Sesame Street. Even before...
What is that supposed to be?
Yeah, I'm not a Republican, so what does that matter? Let's find some other stats. No, I mean, it's good that someone's listening.
This is a nice, happy song, though.
Yeah, let's find out if Rupert Murdoch ever gave money to anybody else. Like, maybe.
Yes. Yes, person who just gave me this information. See if you found any more money, gave any more money to anywhere else as well. That's your...
Donald Trump. I mean, by that rationale, Donald Trump would only give money to which party?
Probably the Whigs.
Do we understand that people's... unlike other people, my political affiliations remain the same. I'm consistent with my beliefs. Someone like Rupert Murdoch, what?
Who did he give money to when I said probably the Whigs?
Anyway, so... Ted Turner... This is not. We're not going to get back into politics. I'm not doing it. Good listener, I'm not going to do it. So to combat that, I appreciate that contribution by the listener. Thank you, listener. I very much appreciate that. But I will rebut that argument next week on Conversation Digest or the week after. I can't do it now because I cannot find statistical analysis.
Did you see in the video? Yeah,
hey, man.
It said, sit on it, written on a wall.
Yeah, and this is not the better of the theme songs. This is a horrible happy... Okay, that's the second part of this portion of the official filler moment of the week to avoid dead air on Conversation Digest. So now that was the Brady Bunch, which was on.
That was Happy Days,
but now here's Brady Bunch. And so, but the Brady Bunch was a horrible show, but that doesn't delve into whether or not I liked the theme song.
A lovely lady.
Oh, gosh.
Who was bringing up three very lovely.
Ugh. So, okay, so then what else? Welcome back, Cotter.
I like how they don't mention the previous husband and previous wife.
Well, I mean.
But the dude gets to all the kids.
Do we know there wasn't infidelity going on there?
They probably just were born out of, like, craziness. Just all of a sudden they had kids. Stork brought them.
But hold on a moment here.
Sidetrack you?
Yes! Because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. $1 million is a drop in the bucket for someone. Plus, think about it. Someone wants to boost ratings for the watchers or the viewers of Fox News, so what do they do? If the Republicans are in power, one may think that the ratings of Fox News perhaps would increase, right? Maybe someone disagreed, but perhaps Mr. Murdoch says, look, I'm going to do my darndest to get these Republicans into office and keep them in office, because ultimately his main goal is to get ratings. Am I right? $1 million is a drop in the bucket for the annual revenue earned by the Fox News Corporation. So I don't buy that is a necessary strong argument that Rupert Murdoch's conservative. I don't buy it. Okay, Adam's Family, right now, right here, Conversation Digest, yet another one for the filler moment of the week in Conversation Digest.
That's another. Well, that's a good theme song. It's iconic. But this is a good one.
We're going along with CNN. Okay, K-Man, you're killing me here. Jefferson season one opening. Apparently that video is no longer, but I will say it's part of moving on up to the top.
The West
Side. Finally got a piece of the pie.
Moving on up to the East Side.
And now, of course, the iconic Flintstones, whereby the 9-to-5 middle class worker is now pretty much said, even millions of years before Obama's in office, I may as well give up because the middle class is being destroyed.
It's a living.
And then we've got this one, which cool cat can forget, and no real groovy zoot suit, whatever. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who unfortunately would later have his kid, what's the kid's name?
Jaden.
Can't stand Jaden. I hate to say that, but I really think Jaden is a misfortunate or unfortunate actor. Can't stand Jaden. And then, of course, who could forget this and who wants to remember this?
Who wants to hit someone with a hat when they hear this?
Oh, gosh. Who wants to get stuck on an island for 15 years and...
Someone took a...
Gilligan's
video
Island.
Camera to a TV.
On this official filler to avoid dead air moment on Conversation Digest of the Week.
They probably made that video camera out of coconuts.
Probably. Shamil, Shlemakel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. We're going to do it. Give us a break. We'll take it.
Okay, my favorite part of this intro, is with those two
Lenny
doors.
And Squiggy.
Oh, when they open the doors and they go like, oh, the doors collide. And like, oh! Nothing's gonna turn us back now. I did it.
Yeah, that one right there. Gonna make it. Boy, that was back when Penny Marshall actually had a decent body. Now she's blech. That was fake acting. Okay, so now to wrap up the official fluff moment of the week. Or the trying to avoid dead air filler moment of the week on Conversation Digest. K-Man, what's your favorite theme song of the ones that are listed? I need a legitimate answer.
Some of them are obviously horrible.
We forgot about Thanks for Being My Friend for the Golden Girl. That was one of the other ones. But So what's the favorite, K-Man? Pick it up. High energy. What's your least favorite?
What's your favorite?
My favorite probably has to be the Cheers theme song. I can't dispute it. Pick it up.
I have a two-way split.
Pick it up. Okay, where does it go, K-Man? Where's that split at?
Well, I'm not going with the one of Happy Days that's here, but the one that was...
The original.
Yeah. That one
Rock
and the
around
Adams
the clock
family.
Tonight.
And the Addams Family one.
Well, the Addams Family one's good. It's creepy and it's kooky.
But second place is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No, but you already had two that tied for first.
Yeah, but...
Okay, all right. So now, narrow it down. What's your least favorite? Which one do you despise? Which one do you loathe as a theme song?
Brady Bunch.
Me too, K-Man. We got something in common. We may just have to have a celebratory drink to celebrate our one thing in common besides a virtually mutual dislike and disgust towards one another because of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The only good thing about the Brady Bunch is when, what's her name? The middle girl kid, whatever.
Marsha?
Now, Marsha's the old. Jan gets pegged in the face with a football.
Yeah, well, it's all about Marsha, 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 K-Man.
Well, obviously it is, because... Yeah, I went there.
All right, folks, don't forget K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion, which is also an extravaganza of rerun. No offense, K-Man. Is going to be on 10 o'clock sharp this evening. He'll play the music that you wouldn't expect to hear anywhere else because it's probably not played very often anywhere else.
Played all these already.
Well, no, I think that you usually play Justin Timberlake, right? Oh, you mean the songs from tonight? Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Actually, I got it covered. I had an entire show dedicated to Justin Timberlake and NSYNC once
well, for the Lullaby Explosion.
Might account for your lack of girlfriends, but I've got the music.
Quite well.
Yeah, I've got the music covered, by the way.
Okay.
So join us each and every week here. Here's the story. Probably not going to be live next week because of my schedule. I hate to say it. Good Lord knows I love being here. Good Lord knows you may not, in which case you don't know if you like. But so, at any rate, if in fact K-Man and I can be here in a pre-record, it would be a new episode just that it's pre-recorded. And if at all possible, we would be on the air via a pre-record. And of course, all of this being brought to you by the K-Man. The K-Man is able to keep this show running from a technical standpoint. All I do is talk loud and yell and this and that, but the K-Man is the true backbone of the show, technically speaking. In a real life sense, K-Man is spineless, but... What K-Man?
You took my joke.
Well, it's not easy to do. Any five-year-old could be in here taking your jokes too,
sir. You said
I was
the backbone, I'll say, and I'm spineless.
Yes, okay. All right, well, that's it. That's a wrap. Thanks for joining us on the Gateway to the Weekend, as we're also traveling into parts unknown. But we're also the Verbal Extravaganza and Party Central. Drink up, take care, and hear you later, or you'll hear us later, on what, K-Man? All right, so FYI, that's all. That's all she wrote, K-Man. That's all, folks. K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion coming up in about an hour and a half. Right now, the vintage episodes of Conversation Digest on WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.
Let's do it.